Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome
to a grand event.
The realest conversation ever.
You have arrived.
Now let's get to it.
We keeps it real.
You know why you're listening.
You're here at the right spot.
The podcast of realness.
Celebrity gossip.
Romance.
News.
Music.
And all that real, real.
Now let's keep it real.
It's Getting Real with Zing and Jen. Three guesses. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it back old school in this one.
Okay.
I am character. Back in the day, cartoons. Like when we're growing up, cartoon character.
Okay, question. Can you give me the channel? I'd never watch Cartoon Network.
If you make one guess and you don't get it, then I'll tell you the station.
Okay.
I feel like you should maybe get this.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Oh, hey there, little lady. Oh my God. Who's this handsome man in the mirror? 911, there's a handsome man in the mirror. Oh, don't worry. Cancel that. It's just me. Take a guess.
Is that the dad from Proud Family?
No. Okay. That wasn't terrible, a terrible guess, but no.
Okay.
It is on Cartoon Network.
Oh, I'm not gonna know. I was Disney Channel and Nickelodeon okay. All day.
You're not gonna know?
I'm not gonna know.
You giving up?
I have to. I did not watch Cartoon Network.
Johnny Bravo.
No, I never watched one episode.
I have to show you the clip so you could be weak.
Okay.
Because when you see this man, he is...
I never watched...
Johnny Bravo, all he do is flirt.
Is he a human being? Like, what is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
A man with a big blonde. He look bomb. He got a bomb body. He got, like, muscles. He's mad funny. All he do is flirt with people and try to pick up girls. But it'd be so stupid. It's hilarious.
Yeah, no.
We'll get you hip to an episode. Whatever.
No, that's not fair because I've lost 2 times. But no, actually, this is not... I did not lose.
You gave up. You lost.
No, I did not lose.
You could have stuck it out.
Like, no, that was not fair. That was not fair.
How was it not fair?
No, the flag went up. No.
The flag went up.
Because I never watched Cartoon Network. You can't do that to me. Now, if you gave me something from Nickelodeon, if you gave me something from, like, Hey Arnold, or, like, As Told by Ginger, or Rocket Power, or Doug.
Let me say something.
I'll know it.
The past shows that you're not good at this game. Unfortunately, Jed. All
right.
You are not good at this game.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. I'm Zing.
I'm Jen.
And this is Getting Real with Zing and Jen.
Yes.
Hey. It's a lituation.
Lit. Episode.
Yes. 16.
16. The double standard.
Yes. And it is an exciting episode. We have a guest.
We have a guest.
Yes.
Trav Q.
Hey.
Yes. Wait on that. We'll talk to him in a little bit. So, catch up. Okay.
Yeah.
Nzinga, I have some up-to-date news for you about this iPhone record new...
Yes.
Basically, a new thing that you can do on your iPhone. Mm-hmm. And basically, when you record, when you click that button and you have a telephone conversation, you can actually see the call going through, but you can't actually hear it. So, that's the thing. That's the catch.
Yeah.
So, you can't record a whole entire conversation and have, like, the actual minutes running. You can't do
that. Yeah. Well, that's good because that would have been, it's already wild receipts that you can record, but that would be even worse.
That would be crazy.
That would be criminal.
Right.
Speaking about this iOS 11 update, I am annoyed because why is the bug that the I doesn't work? Like, have you not been seeing all over Instagram everywhere the A and the like boxed question mark?
No, I hate it. And it's like every time that it pops up, I have to do like, you know how like at the top it shows you like
the X.
Yes, you did like basically. I click the I. I'm like, okay, I actually want to do the I, not I don't want an A. So
the wild thing is, even if you do that, it works in text. But like, if you're uploading to like Instagram, Facebook, the actual A
it will
and
show?
The yes, even if you press the I, that's why I was like, why is people not fixing this? And then I did it myself when I sent someone a message, and I was like, oh.
So everyone get that update, right? Because if you get the update, you're good.
Yes, they fixed the bug, so it should be good.
All right, bet. All
yes,
right.
But
okay, cool. Hey.
Cool.
But what time is it?
Let me see. What time is it?
Jen? Wait. I think I have to get... Because I know I left my phone in the back. Where's your laptop?
Hey!
Hey, segment time! We keeps it real.
Because last week we had the breaking news, right? Meek Mill's going back to jail.
Yes.
Apparently, it is all up in the rage. If you haven't seen, there have been protests to free Meek, okay? I saw a protest happen in Philly. Mad people out there. And what do you normally think would be chanted at a protest?
Free Meek.
they were singing. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? In the video I saw, okay?
Hold on, where was it at? It's
getting Philly, girl. So it is getting pretty wild. Like, people want him to be out. But here's the plot twist. You ready?
Okay.
So the judge that basically sentenced him, they're saying he's out to get him. Apparently, Jenis Brinkley, he's being currently investigated by the FBI because they say he has a potential relationship with the Philly music circuit, all right? So this judge basically tried to get Meek Mills to, like, be on a track with him and, like, trying to, you know, get Meek to do some sort of music job with him, and Meek ain't with it. So now he's on some, all right, you're going back to jail. It's like, on one hand, we potentially have this guy that's, like, out to get Meek. On the other hand, like, Meek has been just failing drug tests, like, doing wild shit and you know, on his probation. So I don't know. Where do you stand? Now that I hear this plot twist, I'm like,
I think he just needs to go to jail. If he has been violating his probation, it's time for you to go to jail. So stop with the excuses.
That's what it sound like.
Right. All day. Because Meek, I mean, come on. I mean, I know everyone loves Meek, but, like, he gets into trouble. He needs to just chill out. Like, you make good music, stop the beef, stop the recklessness, and just, you know, make this music and just make this money. Meek?
Yeah.
Free him.
Free Meek. Now we're like, hashtag free Meek. But in other really cool news, so Eve is going to be joining The Talk, which is a daytime CBS talk show, probably the older version of The Real, right?
Okay.
She is going to be joining as a co. So
that's
dope. Shout outs to Eve. That's so awesome.
I think she'll bring a little bit of spice into the conversations because it looks like everyone's a little bit more older.
Yeah. So that
comes to The Talk. So I think that she'll definitely spice that up.
Definitely true. It's featured with Julie Chen, Sarah Gilbert, Sharon Osbourne, Cheryl Underwood. I guess now that Eve is on there, it might be something worth checking out.
Right.
And she says that,
quoted from Eve,
I think what I'm looking forward to most is showcasing my personality and who I am as a woman.
Okay. Okay.
Right? So it'll be a different side.
I can see her being real. I can see her being, you know, giving a nice, real perspective.
Different spice. Mm-hmm. She started from the bottom. Now she here. She married that billionaire.
Right. Billionaire.
Like,
old man.
Teach me the ways.
Right. Because she did that, oh, so with ease. Just smooth. Mm-hmm. I wonder how the relationship is.
I do too.
But no, that's goals. Because she's been with him for a minute.
Facts. And she came up. Shout outs to Eve. Can we get another round of applause? Just a round of applause. Yes. But, Jen, you got the tunes.
The tunes.
I was like, you really sing. You really sing.
I know.
What's going on, girl?
If anyone, you know, thinks I have talent, you know, hit me up. I'll try. I'll give it a try.
What is going on in the music world?
So there's beef out there in these streets, dog. So I don't know if you heard about it. Supposedly X Dictations, that's the rapper with the blonde dreads. Have you heard of him? Well, he basically got in a fight. Well, he looks like he got jumped by the Migos entourage.
So, oh, the Migos people.
Yes, they're people.
Oh.
Yes.
Why?
So in LA, I don't know. It looks like they had some beef prior to, I guess, like, words were said via Twitter with Offset. But who knows? I'll get into detail with that maybe the next episode, but right now I have no idea. I just know that he just got jumped, and basically he was asking for a one-on-one and niggas weren't giving it to him. And it was crazy because, like, everyone, like, around the area was just like, nah, let them fight. And so after this fight, X basically starts having these videos come out into social media. He was like, nah, y'all ain't wanna fight me one-on-one. he had videos of Liftoff, like, basically exiting the scene, like, running off from the scene while this was happening.
Damn.
It just basically looked like the Migos got the entourage to get them out, to basically get him out the way.
Really? That's what it looks like?
Yes, that's what it looks like. And it was pretty funny because it was just like, it was just like Ben just, like, on top of him, like, just getting him out the way. But this is the second time he's getting jumped. He got jumped earlier this year.
By who?
Who knows? I don't know this child. I don't know how this child has all this beef.
Yeah, I'm like, why do people want to jump you? Like, what is it that you got going on that people feel like they need to jump you?
He probably talks too much.
Let me just get my people to hand him real quick.
Right. And let me just give you a quote that he said in his
extension
video.
Guy?
Yes, in his video. Here we go. Just so y'all know, them pussy niggas ain't touch me, X said. Pussy ass Quavo, pussy ass Offset, pussy ass Liftoff ain't do shit. They sent over their other niggas and they little entourage. If y'all niggas think I'm not going to take y'all's money, y'all stupid as fuck. Y'all fuck niggas getting sued. I ain't going to the police, but I'm finna sue the fuck out of y'all boys. I'm finna get the QC, quality control label, money.
Yo.
He said, I'ma sue y'all.
He said, y'all gonna fight me, I'ma sue y'all.
Yo.
Listen.
But then later, on top of that, Zing, why did he come for your girl? Why did he come for your girl, Cardi B?
Not Cardi B.
Yes, he came for your girl, Cardi B. But on a nicer, creepy note, he goes on Instagram, actually, takes a little picture. Here's a picture of her. He goes, just letting you know right now, bae, I don't got no pressure with you. I bump Bodak Orange when I shower. I love you.
He's just trying to keep it cool, but the way Cardi B is, the way she's set up, I'm sure she wants some, like, you don't mess with my nigga, I'm not messing with you. Like, it's no peaceful things. Like, it's, you got a problem with Offset, you got a problem with me. What's good?
Yep,
so sorry, ex. Nice try, though.
Right. He, at the same time, I don't, question. Do you think this is real? Do you think this is some real beef? Too much stuff has been going on.
Do I think it's real beef?
You never know, right?
You never know. We'll see how it plays out.
I'll get some back info next episode because this is some hot topic right now. It just happened. Who knows? But that's what I got for the music news. And we got
the news.
What you got?
Let me tell you, I have been so sick and tired of all of the sad things happening in the world. Something pretty cool and exciting happened recently. A prehistoric shark was discovered off of the Algarve coast in Portugal. The remains of the shark date back to 80 million years ago. Yeah, this is a prehistoric. So, like, the dinosaurs, dog. This shark was around when the dinosaurs were there.
They found it.
So, they found it in Portugal, 2,300 feet below ocean surface, right? It is a 5-foot-long shark. It has a head like a snake, a body like an eel, and the shark gets its name from its teeth. So, it has 300 teeth. And they're like frilly like. So it's just like, you know what frills look like. The teeth just kind of like piled up on each other. Like, you know how a regular shark's teeth would look?
Yeah.
But it's 300 teeth. It's all frilly like. And because of the teeth, traps squid, fish, and other sharks in its mouth when it like pounces.
Oh, so it's big as shit.
Look at how that thing looks.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. It was around when the dinosaurs were there.
Yeah, it looks like a, looks like a
dinosaur.
Fine,
right off the course of Portugal. So that's crazy.
Yeah, no, that is right? Crazy.
And like, dog.
That's pretty dope, actually.
I just feel like that means that if something could live that long, even when the earth blow up, like, something will still be remaining.
Right. And I also think, like, down under in the sea, they be having some shit that been out for like hundreds of years that's just still chilling down there. Like, you know, deep down
millions,
in the sea.
Trillions.
So that's dope.
Yeah. Because they said they can't really find it. They know that it like lives in a lot of places, but because it's always so deep, they don't really have any footage of seeing it. So that's cool that they actually got this one.
Okay That's pretty interesting.
That's
okay.
Cool, right? What you got going on?
So, I don't know if you've heard of the Glamour Women's Week Awards. That happened yesterday. And so, basically, for 27 years, the Glamour Women's of the Year Awards has honored game changers, rule breakers, and trailblazers. But yes, basically, it shouts out people that are just doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And so, this year, Nicole Kidman wins the Woman of the Year. If you guys don't know her, she basically is an Oscar winner actor. Mm-hmm. She played recently in the HBO show Big Little Lies. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it, but I definitely heard of it. That's cool.
Okay.
What is it? Yes. How did it do?
Really well. Really well. You need to just watch it. It's for women.
Okay.
It's just some real shit that we go
through. Check it out.
Actors that are on there are Reese Witherspoon, Charlene Woodley, Zoe Kravitz, and Nicole. Basically, it's a really good drama-filled HBO show. Watch it.
Dope. HBO pumping out some good shows, too.
Watch it. And other news, at the Glamour Week Summit, a Barbie was unveiled with a hijab. And she looks so good. It's actually really cool. It's in honor of a Rio Olympian fencer. Her name is Ebony Hajib Muhammad.
I've definitely seen her.
Oh, you seen her? Yeah, she's pretty dope. She basically won bronze last year in Rio, and they made a Barbie in honor of her, which is pretty cool.
Super dope.
Yeah. And so, from her words, this is what she says. This is basically a childhood dream. When I think about it, my own journey, me being a Muslim girl involved in the sport of fencing, there were people who made me feel like I didn't belong. For all the people who didn't believe in me, this Barbie doll is for you.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
You better, girl.
Also, the makers of it, they've got criticized in the past for having too sexualized Barbies. Barbies are being too thin. So this is basically a way for them also to prove themselves. They're actually trying to be different and bring diversity to Barbie dolls.
That's super dope. That's just so dope. And I love it. I love the diversity. Like,
we need it. It's in due time.
Yeah.
Like, and on top of that, I'm happy that, like, you know, society, like, yes, please. Like, can the Muslims get some love as well?
Yeah.
Stop being so damn scary.
Hello.
They're regular people as well.
Exactly.
Stop it.
It's It's just a religion. It ain't that,
right. ain't that serious. So, but that's a step.
That's dope.
That's a step, though.
I love it. It's beautiful.
Keep it going.
Yes. Let's get every different type of representation for of these women. Kids. Yeah, they got to see kids. It. Love yourself.
Yes.
But Jen, we have a super awesome guest. Trav Q. Talking about the double standard.
The double standard. Let's go into it.
We here.
Lit.
Getting real with Zing and Chen.
Getting real.
Trav Q in the building.
What's up?
Trav Q. Yes, turn up. Comedian and actor.
It's a situation. But wait, he is a man of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Shout out to them. Yes. So
the prankster.
Facts. That is how I feel like, aside from us knowing you, I feel like that's definitely how we know you. So how did you come up with the whole hashtag, not walk away from me? And then even before that, right? The whole like you screaming and just making that like loud, hey, video.
And then you also got, whose mans is this?
Honestly, all those videos that you see me post on my social media, I've done it before I even recorded myself. So that's just me being me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I didn't expect those videos to go viral. You know, it took like, you know, my frat brother Kevin Jackson on my pro fight to tell me, like, you know, you need to start putting this stuff out, you know? And I'm like, who's going to want to see this? But you never know. Like, and it started going viral, everything I started doing. And it goes to show you how you being you can go viral.
Facts.
You
know? No, I hear that.
That is definitely. So you went to Lincoln University.
Yes.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Okay. Shout out to them. Shout out. What do you think is something that you learned from there that you feel like you carry into your career and into just like everything that you've been about?
First off, I started hosting at Lincoln University.
Yeah.
It was to a point where, you know, the bros, they would be like, we're having this event and you're hosting. And I couldn't say no. And also, Lincoln University taught me how to network. Like, just listen to how people speak. Philly, Baltimore, you hear certain accents and you know where that person is from. So it teaches you how to walk in a room, you know, adapt to certain people's cultures.
Okay, so from Lincoln, like a lot of people from like the East Coast, Northern area.
Right.
Per se. So time out. So did you start like, did all this start like just like hosting? Like how did this, all this like laughter begin? Like how did this start? Like were you just cracking jokes in class? Like what were you doing?
Well, I always used to make my family laugh when I was younger. You know, like I got my first camera when I was 10 years old. So I would always make like little videos.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two brothers. One on my father's side, one on my mother's side. And I have four sisters. Three on my father's side and one on my mother's side.
Okay. So you're just cracking jokes.
Right. Just cracking jokes, making my family laugh and just, you know, it's me being me. I won, what I got, class clown? I won Mr. Popular my senior year in high school, and I got class clown at Lincoln University. So it's like, it makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
And then you just continued on.
Just continued
on. And now you just out here, just out in these streets, just screaming at people.
Just screaming. Stay humble and working.
Facts. Listen. And he is wearing the hat right now. Yes. Stay humble. Yes. Stay working.
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
Definitely salute you. We have seen you. You have been very witness with a lot of celebrities.
Right.
With this hashtag, now walk away. Mm-hmm. Which celebrity has not been so receptive to that? And what have you done to combat that?
Tammy Roman. She was like,
I love Tammy. Really?
I love her.
How did you meet her? Tell us the whole story.
We were at an event. It's something called Zilla Movie Party. So you go and you watch a movie, a premiere that no one has ever seen. And then they have an after party. So I seen it there. And I think she might have peeped me before I peeped her. So, because you never know who's watching. People do see the videos, you know, especially when outlets like the Shade Room, Ball Alert, World Star posted. People see it, you know. So when I walked up to her, I said, you are one of the most beautiful women I've met. But she knew it was coming. So she,
you always like that, say that,
it,
right?
It was so quick, it caught me off guard. I was like, wait,
she was
what?
She was ready.
And then when I turned the camera, she's like, I knew what she was about to do. Like, so it was like one of those situations, you know. And then Remy, when I walked to Remy Ma, she was like, now walk the fuck away. You know? So,
yeah, oh, so yeah, she yeah, knew. Yeah. She knew.
She knew because like when Remy Ma, she was on her phone. So I'm telling her, yeah, you're one of the most beautiful women I've ever met. She was like, and it clicked like, now walk the fuck away. I'm not stupid. She's like, Are you dumb? Yeah, so.
Wait, how was meeting Remy? Because like.
Remy is humble.
Yeah,
she's very humble. You
did
understand?
She love it?
Yeah, she was cool. The fact that she received it in a positive way. She wasn't negative. It was, that was just her saying, I walked the fuck away. I know what she's about to do. Are you dumb? But she's a very humble person, you know?
That's awesome. So, like, what do you think is one of your biggest pet peeves? Like, as an artist, as a comedian, as an actor, what is one of your biggest pet peeves?
One of my biggest pet peeves are excuses. So it's like people who always have an excuse for something, you know? Like, if I tell you to be at a certain time, or if I tell you we're doing this and you have an excuse every time, it's like, I'm just going to do things on my own.
Right.
Point blank, period. So, you know what I'm saying? Even, like, I'm sure you guys been through it too. Like, you ask people to do things and they have several excuses. Just don't like excuses, you know? I understand, like, sometimes things are out of people's control, but when you know when someone's just making an excuse, you understand?
Yeah, so no, I understand. You know,
I like
understand.
Getting things done by myself anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get them done by yourself.
Yeah.
So, question.
Right.
You have to have a celebrity crush, right?
You know what?
I don't lie.
I'm not going to tell you who my celebrity crush is. Because
no,
you know why? You know why I'm not? Because it's always someone that's watching or listening. So, if I tell you, I won't be able to catch that person with the walk away from me.
Okay. Because what I was going to ask was, have you ever, like, pranked your celebrity crush before?
I haven't yet. So when I get that person, I will first let you guys
know. Okay.
Well, I'll switch it up. Who was somebody that you pranked that you was like, oh, my God, like, prior to you pranking them, that you was like, oh, my God, I have to prank them, and you did?
Shania Lathan.
Okay.
Yeah, how was she? She is beautiful.
Yeah, she is. And
that's not
first,
your celebrity crush?
Nah. But she's very beautiful. You feel what I'm saying? She's very, very beautiful. Gorgeous. And she's a humble person.
I love her. Her energy.
I walked up to her during an interview. So it was like different. That's the thing. You never know what's going to happen. I walked past security guard and all that. Because I just found my way in somehow, some way. So I walked past security guard. I said, you're one of the most beautiful women I've met in my life. And she was like, because I interrupted her interview. And I said, now walk away from me. She started busting out laughing during the interview. So it was like, that was a crazy situation. But, you know, people see things like that, you know?
Yes. How did you come up with this whole, like, now walk away from me? Like, you have hit some, like, top-notch celebrities.
Right.
How did you get into those spaces with these people? Like, tell me about that. How did you get to that point where you could be in these spaces with people and talking about, like, yes, I love you, now walk away?
I get invited to certain events. And okay. When I get invited to those events, I see a lot of people. That's the art of networking. I see a lot of people go to these events and they stand in the corner. It's like, yo, this person is right here in front of you. This person's friend is right here in front of you. Are you going to do something with it, or are you going to stay in the corner? You understand? So me, I do things with it. Or nice. I do things with that celebrity. Something that no one else has done or is doing. You understand? You have to be different. Instead of just saying, can I get a picture? I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to prank this celebrity right here. You
know what I'm saying? So, yeah. No, I hear that. Now, outside of the celebrities, you really be pranking, like, public citizens. Yeah. Like, they are, like, OMG, what's going on?
Right.
Have you ever faced, like, a situation where, like, a publicist is like, yo, like, that was a lot what you just did. Like, you need to chill out. Have you ever had that situation?
I had a girl smack my phone out my hand.
Oh,
and I, but the thing is,
what were you doing? Can you just play out the whole thing?
I said, hey, yo, who man's is this? Because, you know, she was kind of spazzing on the security guard, but I didn't know what happened. I just said it.
Mm-hmm.
And she slapped the phone out my hand. However, she DM'd me, like, the next day once the video went out. And she said, you made my day with this video. She was like, I was going through a lot that night, and seeing this video, I'm happy, and we're actually friends now.
Okay.
It's either you can touch people in a positive or negative way with the videos, or you can rub people the right or wrong way. She took it the right way. She was like, yo, this is funny, and we still keep in contact to this day.
That's nice.
Okay, that's
stay
what's
humble,
up.
Stay working.
Exactly.
Right.
Have you ever had a negative experience, you would say, with, like, public citizens or even, like, celebrities?
The police. Possibly.
Or the police.
I actually pranked police officers. I just didn't put the video out yet. So, I actually pranked a few officers.
So, people, be in tune. Look out.
Right.
Because he says he has pranked the police officers. Yep. We talk a lot of, like, things about the police. So, I can't wait to see it.
But, like, have...
They were cool with it. They weren't
cool.
Upset.
Okay, so have you ever dealt with, like, an upset police officer? Like, yo, like, what you just did?
One time, he was like...
Talk about it.
Get the camera off me. But then it was just like, all right, cool. Just keep it moving. I wasn't doing anything wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're outside. So it's not like I'm doing it in a private place where you're saying I can't have the camera. I got the camera out. You understand what I'm saying? But it was just a situation. But the funny thing was, Labor Day parade, two police officers walked up to me and said, hey, yo, who man's is this? Yeah, and I got it on camera. Yeah.
Okay. So
shout out
to the police officers. So you are really making a name for yourself out here, like, as an actor, as a comedian. Where can you see yourself in the next 10 years? Like, where do you see yourself going?
Television. Film, movies, which is happening now. I'm making that transition now. But the thing is, you can't be an overnight sensation. Like, things don't happen overnight. It has to, like, you build. You understand? People want things to happen overnight, and that's because of social media. I've been doing the social media thing 4 years now, and I'm just now, and I'm just now getting to where I want to be, you know. And I have way, I have a lot more to go. So it's like, you know, it doesn't, things don't happen overnight, basically.
Facts. Okay. Right. And listen, it is very inspirational to hear. Like, you were like, it has been some time, and you're still grinding, you're still working. Like, right. We see you. We definitely see you. So
appreciate that.
That's what's up. Let them know where they can find you if they are looking to find you, Trav.
Social media. All my social media is Trav Q. That's TRAVQUE. My website, www.travq.com.
Question, do you rather people call you Trav, or is like, do you like the whole Trav Q thing?
I like the whole Trav Q, but if you want to call me Trav, and the way that I came about is...
Yeah, please.
Okay, yeah, because...
Yeah, let them know. Let them know.
Because at the time, there were 3 Travises on my campus. Mm. Okay. So everyone would get confused when they say Travis. So, you know, with the Baltimore accent, people would be like, Trav the Q.
Right.
Or whatever. So it sounds faster. Trav the Q. You know what I'm saying? So it came out as Trav Q, and everybody on campus just started saying Trav Q. So that's why I was like, all right, whatever. Cool. Everybody started calling me Trav Q. So I'm just going
to
stick with
yes.
it.
Yes. Shout out to the Coleman love, right?
No.
Rule.
Right?
We like for
real. Uh-huh. Right. We try to keep that on the low, you know?
No,
we
can
are you low? Are you low with it? Or are you just, are you what the outbreak? Like, are you out there?
Are you one of the outbreaks?
I'm like, everybody knows I'm in Omega Self Opportunity Incorporated. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let it be known. Yeah, hello.
You know, I'm just not hype. You're like, hey, all, you know how some people know time, you know, because it's got to be in your heart at the end of the
listen,
day.
Listen, I appreciate you being here with us because that is our vibe.
That is our vibe.
Everyone knows who we are.
Right.
Everyone knows who we are. And if you don't know that we're the Reds, and like you don't know us at all.
You don't know us at all. Basically. Yes. But we are here, right? Today's episode, we are talking about the double standard.
The double standard.
You
heard that came out, right? The double standard.
The double standard, right? Like, it is crazy. Like, I feel like living as a woman in society today. Mm-hmm. Trav, please interject when you feel
whenever you feel it's necessary.
Different. Listen, I'm not interjecting on anything. I'm going to let y'all speak. That's it.
But it is the double standard. We had to bring Trav Q in today to get a different perspective because we are tired. I am tired.
No, I'm tired
too. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm just tired of like just being looked at in a different way when mm-hmm. it comes to different situations that men can do that, you know, we look are looked at differently.
Hello.
Like right. there's a lot of things. Right. So
once upon a time, well, I'm not gonna hit the Mariah Lynn hook.
Go ahead, hit
we ain't gonna drop the Mariah Lynn characteristics, but we might as well for some people, and I feel like that's the first like piece of double standards that we should get into. So like the stigma for women dating men.
Multiple men.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, at the end of the day, a woman is going to do what she wants to do. It's her body, it's her mind. So if that's what she wants to do, I'm not arguing with that. You know what I'm
so
saying?
I have a question for you, Trav, right?
Right.
Because the double standard says, right, that men
right.
can have all these girls, mm-hmm. can do whatever they want. The moment a woman is playing that same role, she's a hoe. And we're going to shadow Mariah Lynn. Yeah, we will shadow Mariah Lynn.
Not even a hoe, but it's just still looked at slightly differently. It's just like she gets judged. So it's just like, for example, if you were to meet a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool as hell.
Right.
Good vibe. Great conversation. But then you find out, you know, and she done smashed a couple of the homies. And it's like, ooh.
I mean, if you catch a vibe with a girl and you're feeling a girl, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So,
so here we go. Let me set the scene. Let's get real. Okay?
Because
this is getting real with Zinga Chen.
I'm going to give you out of political answers.
Right. Let's keep it honest.
Let's get real, bro. Right? You're shorty, right? You met her. You ain't even know. Like, she the hit. Like, you like, oh, shit. She the bomb diggity. You see her at the party. And you like, yo, that's the one. That's mm-hmm. who I'm about to get with. And then your homie's like, yo, I mean, she the bomb. But I'm just trying to say, she already had that thing with Don, you know? And then that other nigga that we know, like, but I mean, hey. You trying to slide with me?
She is cool, though. She is
cool. Out of respect of my homies, because let me tell you something about men. They will like a girl or have been in love with that girl, and they will act like they never were in love with that girl.
That's a fact.
Out of the respect of that's my homie, and he used to deal with. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna fall back because dudes really be in their feelings too. They just try to like, act like they not. Mm. You understand? So a lot of these dudes.
Mm. So is the double standard really the double standard? Like,
nah, dudes be in their feelings. They try to front like they don't be in their feelings. Cause I've been in situations where a girl used to talk to one of my mans and a girl would like me, and that person would be like, oh, nah, I don't care. But they really do. You understand? Right. So, but I know that they do. So I just don't even like keep going into that situation.
Okay.
Or have you ever been in a situation where like your whole man's slide, John, had been like your interest?
My whole man's what?
Like your slide. Like your whole slide. Like, Not even like, you know, it's the summertime. Mm-hmm. I gotta go to the summertime because for me, the summertime is when it gets on and popping. That's when you like experimenting, right? Like your whole man's side, John, like has completely been like, ooh, like I wanna get with Trav Q. That's my man's. I'm making that a mission. Mm. How are you about to act?
No, I'm not even gonna deal in that situation.
I understand that. It's messy.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say it's
messy.
There's a lot of other women out here. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
so
a
it's
fact.
Like,
it's
why
a
would
fact.
You mess with somebody your man's used to mess with? Or, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of beautiful women, nice personalities. You can meet them and talk to them with somebody your man's never spoke to. You feel what I'm saying?
Now, how do you feel about the fact that, like, it's okay that men can deal with multiple women?
Mm-hmm. Is it okay? But,
well, we're asking you.
It's not okay in a lot of religion, or you know what I'm saying, in situations. So it's like, it's not
Let's
okay.
Let's talk about it.
In a lot
Let's
of religion.
Get real.
So, I mean, it's just about how someone's perception or how, you know, their perspective on the situation. If it's okay to them, then it might be okay to them, but it might not be okay to someone over here.
What do you think?
Do I think it's okay?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to mess with multiple women when you could have one good girl?
Trav Q has spit that knowledge.
Right.
Why would you
Splash
move to a
gem.
Multiple? So let me pose this situation, right? Let me pose the situation because I have
the situation's on deck.
I have to be the devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. I have to speak from like, you know, experience. Do you never feel like, okay, great, I have this woman, she is all the way on. However, like, because of circumstances, I have to reach out to other women, right? Mm-hmm. For whatever it may be. It may be the time. It may be the sex. It may be, I don't know. I don't have anything else, but I'm gonna just say the time and the sex right now.
Or just her person, just her energy.
Just the personality,
like, you
energy,
might not just
right?
have that umph of like, okay, dang, like I'm really feeling her, like in the mental,
right?
But like, you're feeling her in other ways.
What then? Like, and then what? What do you do at that point?
You told me as far as like if the girl is corny, basically.
If she's not the whole package. I mean, of course you're not gonna find the perfect girl, but like, what if she's just like missing some attributes that you know that you're looking for in a woman?
You can work with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's always ways. You could figure it out. You gotta worry especially if you're trying to be in a relationship, you work through certain things. I'm sure you've messed with some guys that didn't have it all, but you work through that shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's the same thing with a woman.
Okay,
it's certain things you could switch up and you can
So
figure.
Are you
How about you a gentleman? You single?
Right? Facts, right?
I mean,
are you single?
I mean, I'm going to answer this question this way. Every man has that woman, that special woman in their life.
Oh, okay.
And are you only saying, like, it can only be one woman? Do you ever see it being, like, multiple women?
I don't
see
it being multiple women because I'm not going to waste multiple women time.
Okay.
All right, guys. Trav Q has said it. It is one man per woman, mm-hmm. right? Are you stamping that? Let's hear the stamp.
Where's the stamp? Where you got a stamp?
We got it.
Stamp
we got
it right
stamp.
Now. Got it. He has stamped it.
But let's just talk about just the way we present ourselves, okay? A lot of times when it comes to women, like, we have to be classy. We have to keep ourselves together.
You know what it is? Because I think it's more so women, like, were made to more so be pure. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Because when a guy goes out, he's looking at a woman. He's looking for certain things in the women. Women, my fault.
Let's talk about it.
That they just want to see. You understand? They don't want to see no woman walk around busted. So when y'all step out, that's why guys go crazy for women. When y'all step out, there's certain things y'all do that y'all don't even know y'all doing.
Right.
That's why when we see y'all, you're like, yo, shorty is nice. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It's just certain things, you know?
You guys, just men basically like their woman kept nicely.
Yeah, exactly.
Together.
I understand that. I hear that. But, like, I feel as though guys can get away with so much. Like, guys can do some, like, mm-hmm. crummy crap.
Like what?
They can be lying. They can be cheating. And girls will still be like, okay.
So,
and
no. Oh, see?
You don't think so?
That's the issue there. Why are they going to take them back?
Listen. I don't know, but I feel as though I've heard so many stories time and time again, right? Mm-hmm. If we're talking about the double standard, I've heard so many stories time and time again. I'll be real, myself included, where, like, if I were to ever do something that would upset the guy, like, it is over.
Right.
However, if a guy was to do something that would upset me, like, I'm like, you know what? Let's work through it. Like, let's figure it out. We got to be understanding. So, like, why do you think that's the case? Why do you think that guys can get the upper hands, right, mm-hmm. in a bigger situation versus, like, a woman being like, you know what? Honestly, I realized what the situation was. I was trying to scope out the scene, as guys do. Mm-hmm. They have multiple women, and they try to scope out the scene. I was trying to do the same thing. However, like, when I do it, full of shit, or, like, I'm going to be left out versus when a guy does it. Like, right. Why do you think that's the case?
Oh, you about to say something?
You can say something.
I want to hear your answer.
You say something first. I'm a gentleman. Ladies first. Say what you have, because you just. it's like, hold on.
I think that's the case. I think it depends on the relationship that you have. I don't think it's if a male versus a woman. For example, like, women can have that upper hand as well. So I feel like it just depends on the relationship and who's honestly, like, the most dominant, you know? Who has the power in the relationship? Like, who has it? So I feel like it depends. I don't think, for me personally, I never had the experience, but I feel like it just depends on who has the upper hand in the relationship. Like, who has the say?
Exactly.
That's just my thing.
Because I've seen a lot of relationships where the woman has the upper hand and the guy just kept taking that woman back. Mm-hmm. And there would be some people I know, I'd be like, yo, what are you doing? You understand?
But then,
it's how that situation or how that relationship is working out. Yeah. You understand? So
we hear that's what it is.
It's not every man has the upper hand.
No.
Clearly.
Yeah, because I've seen sometimes.
My whole life, huh?
Yeah. You might need to do some self-reflection because I've definitely seen, like, women just
running it. I've seen it too many times.
And the guy is just either being dogged or just taking it, mm-hmm. you know? So
I guess I want to switch up the scene. In the past few episodes, we've been talking about Chris Brown.
Right.
Jen and I are definitely fans of Chris Brown. We wish he would get off of
drugs. To a level.
How y'all know he on drugs, though?
Let me tell you something. I know people that has been on drugs, you know what I'm saying? Like, family-wise, mm-hmm. you understand? Like, in the celebrity lot, likewise. Right. Chris Brown is on drugs. I wish he would listen and he could tell us something different, but he is on drugs. Yeah,
I don't think somebody who's putting out 40 songs on one album and it's,
hello?
And it goes gold is on
it?
Drugs.
So you don't think he's on drugs.
40 songs and it's fire on one album.
So do you think he's just emotional?
No. Let me tell you why I know.
He's dealt with a lot over his life. It's probably a mental thing. You feel me?
I can see that. At the end of the day, if he is or if he isn't, a lot of people that do drugs. I mean, hey, they're very creative. And right now, like he's creative as crap. He has a lot.
Because weed is a drug too.
Right.
So, I'm talking about. I think he's on coke.
Hey,
I'm heavy on coke.
We don't know. Guess I put him on blast. But
to segue into the next thing we're talking about, right?
Let's speak about how abuse. Just abuse. Because, I mean, he definitely has gone through some stuff. But, like, I feel like a lot of times when it comes to just physical abuse, people are always like, oh, my gosh, the man did it. But really, for real, women be on some other shit when it comes to just being physical. Mm-hmm. And it sucks because I feel like a lot of times, like, men are looked at like the dominant ones to put their hands on another person. And it's just like, in reality, some women really do be pushing the buttons. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For example, speaking of Chris Brown, not for a fact, but Rihanna had to be pushing some buttons in the car. Like, there had to be some pushing for him to get to that level. So I feel like it's just like, it works both ways. Like, I feel like it can happen. Yeah.
A double standard, right?
If a girl put her hands on me, I'm walking away from the situation. Unless she's, like, really violent, I have to defend myself.
Right.
There's a difference, you understand? But, like, if I can walk away from that situation, I'm going to walk away. Because the moment I put my hands on that woman, it's going to be, you put your hands on that woman. It's not going to be if she was hitting you first. Trust me. You understand?
Yeah.
So I just walk away from the situation.
But at the same time, I always, like, I'll be completely honest. Like,
You whipped your boyfriend ass before.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, like, my mom has been, like, a victim of domestic violence. Like, my first boyfriend, he was crazy, and, like, he hit me before. I always wonder what is the point where the female has pushed the limits. Because I be, like, thinking, I'm like, I will never say that, like, I will never justify my ex-boyfriend hitting me, but at the same time, I'm like, nah, I was definitely a bitch. Like, I've definitely hit him before. So at what point could I have walked away, or could I have been like, you know what, this ain't about to work out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that is the double standard.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what's hidden. That's what's hidden when it comes to, like, domestic violence. It's just, a lot of times I feel like men are looked at, you know, in a way where it's just like, it was your fault. It was like, you should have never done it. Where it's just like, come on, both ways. The female had to do something in some way.
I seen a video on Rosa the other day where a girl was, like, whipping this dude's ass. And I think it was in Miami. She kept hitting him, and no one would stop her. She had her friends around. Even the dude's friends wouldn't even try to help him, like, try to, like, you know what I'm saying, tell her to stop. The moment, like, she would hit him about 20 times. The moment he hit her, oh, why would you do that? Why are you hitting her? This and he was like, yo, why didn't you stop her from hitting him? After she done like 20 times, you understand?
So speaking of videos, like you, I seen a video that you've done that definitely, yo,
all my videos have
Shawty was going ham.
Yeah.
She was ready to fight. No, she y'all were fighting. She was whooping your ass.
Yeah. And you so, said I had to run away from that situation.
Right, you had to run away from that situation, you know.
Show you so guys. We applaud. Sometimes you got to walk. Yeah, you got to walk away. Or yes. Just run away. Appreciate that.
Run away for men like be a man. Yes. Shout out to you guys like women are emotional as crap. Like
we are.
We can be logical.
We right. Could be logical.
Like
but at the same time, like one thing I realized when it comes to just men versus women is that question. How do you feel about the whole paying for dates? How do you feel about the whole she asking you out? How do you feel about the female proposing? How do you feel about the woman doing that?
Off rip, I'm going to pay for the first date. Because okay. I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Why is it the right thing? Wait. Why is it the right thing to do? Why is it the right thing to do? Double standard.
Before you tell me why, I want to say that this is Zinc. I believe it is always the right thing to do. I don't like to spend my
money. But look, I've been in situations where I take a woman on a date and then the bill will come and you know this is what y'all ladies y'all fake reaching y'all bag like y'all about to go through our car.
Listen,
just so we can say no, nah, I got it.
And then y'all, you like, better know it's fake.
Yeah, like that little fake reaching y'all bag, I had to cut it out. Just I mean, but
I don't know.
But you never know. Like this is the thing. Like it's crazy. Like right. As a woman, like in 2017, you never know what you're gonna expect. Honestly, no, I'm not paying for the first date. But
I mean,
I
have been in situations where a woman would be like, no, like I got it. Like I'm like yeah, like she'll be aggressive with it, and I'll be at the bar or
what's
I'll
been
be
her
at
status?
A restaurant.
Huh? Does she own a company? Is she a CEO?
Nah, sometimes women just have it. So no, like, and they'll really struggle with you. Like, no, like the bartender will come and you and she'll no. Or the waitress will come and be like, no, I got it. I got
you
it.
Mean you mean know? The celebrities. Like, well, listen, Zinga got no issues with sitting back and enjoying. I okay, like then. To be pampered and spoiled. I Girl. Hope that a millionaire.
I like
wants
it too.
To
but I just I don't know. I don't like asking for things.
It'll come.
Yeah.
But then question about proposal, about like, you know, asking to be on a date. Like, how do you feel about that coming from a woman? I mean, like, if a woman were to propose to you, how would you feel about that?
I mean, propose isn't like
marriage.
Marry me?
Yes.
That would be different. You know, okay. I
that
would
be
even
different.
Know how to take it and it'll catch me off guard. You understand? As opposed to a woman asking you on a date, there's nothing wrong with that either. Like, you know, there's been women that say, let's go to lunch or, you know, let's go here. Like,
so you think that. You'll be doing something wrong if your girl proposed to you.
I don't think there's. I'd be doing a lot right then if she's coming to propose. To me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I must be doing something really right if she's coming to propose to me. You know.
Okay, and then another thing, because this just has been on my mind about double standards when it comes to the woman actually trying to be up on you, like she's trying to fuck, she's trying to like bang bang, she's all up on you. How do you feel about that? An aggressive woman.
There's nothing wrong with that either. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. Let's talk about
you have
it.
Women yes. That, you have women. Sometimes people are thinking things, but they just know how to get it across. And if that's what a woman wants to do and she says it to you, then that's just what it is. It's not. There's nothing wrong with it. Sometimes people will speak in their mind. And you got people that scared to speak their mind. You know? Okay. So
let's take it a different segue, right? Mm-hmm. Let's take it away from like men and women. Let's talk about this whole race. Because I have heard about the whole like success. Versus affirmative action. Let me get it correct, right? As an educator, like, do you feel as though there is a double standard, right, for black people being successful versus white people being successful?
Yeah, I know it is. Everyone knows it is. You understand? Like, we got to work twice as hard. Everyone knows that. No. That's not a hidden secret. That's not a secret at all. That's just facts. We have to work twice as hard. Point
Why
point,
do
period.
You, like...
Because that's how the media portrays a lot of black people. You understand? It's the way they put us in a negative light. So it's like, they're already looking at... People look at television. They look on social media. They're like, oh, this is how black people act. So when you walk in a room... You gotta go twice as hard. You understand? Because you're competing with somebody who is not in a negative light. You feel me?
Right.
And why do you, like, I feel like in 2017, this is something we've been battling in the 90s. We've been battling in the early 2000s. Why do you think this is something that is still, like, at the forefront of action, at the forefront of, like, this is an issue?
Because racism never died.
And I also think, like, they really do be loving us on the low. On the low.
I'm going to tell you like this. Hate. It's just a negative form of love.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. Now, I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes. I take that.
I went to, I forgot which concert I went to. I never heard so many white people say nigga.
Right.
While rapping a rap song.
Yeah, I went
so
to.
I was like, well, what is going on?
Let me tell you. No, for real. I went to a 2 Chainz concert just recently, this past summer. Mm-hmm. A majority of everyone in there was Caucasian, mm-hmm. and they just knew each and every word.
When they're out in public, they won't rap it. But when they're at those concerts, that nigga word is coming out.
Oh, it's coming out. Yeah, it's a part of the song.
Yeah, it's coming out.
It's a part of the song. Oh my gosh! Like
I always think I got hiccups now, so I want to apologize in advance. But I always wonder. Like I always hear people say that. Like oh yeah, when like the nigga word is about to come up, like white people be saying it. I have not experienced a situation where like I've been in the position where I've had white people around me saying nigga. Mm. And I'm so thankful.
Oh, because
I would, let me say something. I would smack a bitch straight up and down.
Oh,
I would.
I've definitely.
Fight a bitch. smack a bitch and fight a bitch.
It's hard, man. Because right. that, I've seen it. I've heard it. You just got to just be like, yo, dog. Just got you.
Yeah, dog.
Just walk away. Just walk away from it. Because then you are then the crazy black woman once you do that.
Exactly.
I'm annoyed. I feel like I'm gonna forever be that crazy black woman as an educator, as who I am. Like, it gets me so tight because, like, how dare you say some ratchet shit and
get away
it's
with
okay
it.
And get away with it, because the moment I say something that's super ratchet, like, I would love to say, like, fuck all white people and, like, let's hang them, but... No, I wouldn't love to say that, but I'm just saying, like, if I were to say that, it would be a whole taboo against me. That's a double standard.
See, you always have to have an excuse. Standard. Right, the double standard, see?
It is so, this world is so...
What
it is. What people are thinking, what they really
what
mean.
What it is, what it really means. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I guess you have to just go with the flow and just, you know... I guess have your own belief what you think is right and what
so I think wrong. Everyone right now go around the double standard. If you could give one sentence of anything, right, what would you say? Like, how would you justify it or explain it to someone?
What a double standard
the double standard, like whatever it is that you really harp on to, saying like this is what represents the double standard to me. Like, how can you say that? What is one sentence you could say about it?
Okay, Nasinka,
I'm getting there, I'm taking you there.
I would say the double standard is one's own self-contradiction, if that makes any sense.
That's a good one. I'll stick with that.
No, you got it now. You got it. Yeah, I was good. Hey.
Okay, I can't say what you just said.
No.
One's own self-contradiction?
Yeah.
A group of people's self-contradiction.
That's very true.
How
about you, Nzinga?
I feel like it's everything you fight against, but constantly battling. I feel like the double standard is something that you will just have to live with. It's not anything that...
Can't do nothing about it.
Like, solved, but yeah. It's something that you constantly have to live with, because regardless of what you believe, you're going to have to face it at one point or another in some different standard.
Would you say that the double standard is like somewhat of society's norms?
Yeah, it is.
It is. We wouldn't be here talking about it if it wasn't.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So. And I truly believe there is nothing. Let me tell you something. As long as Donald Trump will be our president, for me, there is nothing.
Wait. Look, did you what noise did you just make?
I'm sorry.
What noise did you just make? It was like a growl.
Let me say something. As long as Donald Trump will be our president, which is like, I don't even understand. Like, there will never be anything that can tell me that the double standard will be as it is. It just is what it is. There is nothing that can change my thinking. There is nothing that can change my outlook. Like, I will forever be fighting against that and just trying to better myself and make money for black people as a black woman. Fact.
Well, that's where we're at.
That's
life
a fact.
Is definitely just not... equal, clearly, right. On all ends. And for if you think about it, we're talking on our end. White people probably think of some double standards as well when it comes to us as well. So right. I feel like everyone has their own. It's just the way of life. They might just say, oh yeah, like black people, they just get it too easy, you know, because like, you know, they get the special privileges. You never know what the fuck they're thinking, but it is what it is. Life is just a double standard. We're here, but we're living at the same time.
Right.
Yes.
And we're making it work with or without the double standards.
But definitely we want our guest, Trav Q, you can get the last word. What are you thinking about? Close us out.
I'm just thinking about everyone staying humble and working.
That's the truth.
Stay humble, stay working.
I mean, because at the end of the day, could have been in your bed sleeping, could have been chilling, but y'all here working, you know what I mean? So
yes.
When you stay humble, you attract people just like you. I'm saying more doors open and you can't lose working.
Stay humble, stay working.
Yeah. I have
as Trav Q's hat says.
I have a question before we close out today.
For me?
Yeah.
I feel special.
Can you say yes before I ask?
Say yes. You have to say yes. You are on a show. This is Getting Real with Zing.
I won't be
Zing
asking anything yes, too much.
Right. Okay, yes. He said yes. Yes!
It's gonna happen! It's gonna happen!
Yes, I'll answer.
It's gonna happen!
Okay.
I know this thing is gonna be. I know this thing is gonna be down. I know this thing is gonna be down.
I'm down. I don't know the question.
So I'm trying to do. I want to do a video. Can we like be in a video?
Oh shit! I got you. Ah! Just not today.
No.
I'm Zing.
Thank you, Trav. I'm Jen.
You're
and
welcome.
This has been Getting Real with Zing and Jen.
Shout out to Trav Q in the building.
Yeah, you know what
time it is. We have been an amazing time.
But wait, where can we find you, Trav? Where can people find you?
People know.
All my social media is Trav Q. That's TRAVQUE. Website www.travq.com.
Yes. Very easy to find.
And also, my number is, I'm not telling you my number.
He tricked us all, right? Because I was like, let me lean in to hear this information. But you know where it's at. You know where we be.
Yes, you can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, all that good stuff.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
It's been real.
It's been real, super real. Until next time.
Yes.
See ya.